God, it's
Friday.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Good morning. Welcome to the Friday Morning Club. Today we have Miss Meyer from One Act. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
What is the name of the One Act that the students are performing?
This year we are doing a play called Hood of Sherwood.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the play?
It is a spoof on the old story about Robin Hood. If you've ever seen Robin Hood Men in Tights, it's a lot like that.
Can you tell us about the plot or the background of the play?
So Hood of Sherwood revolves around Robin Hood and his merry men. And in this particular play, Robin Hood can't keep straight whether he robs from the rich or the poor. And then progressively throughout the play, his merry men get angrier and angrier and more annoyed with how dumb he is, or she, I guess. And then throughout the play, Robin Hood encounters a couple different people, and they basically pull one over on him, or her. I keep saying him, but it's a her. And then we just get to see how Robin Hood makes out.
Speaking about her, who are some of the main characters and who plays them?
Well, our play is a little bit different where, like I've said before, Robin Hood is a girl played by Eva Green. Super excited to see how she does throughout the years since she is a freshman. And then other big characters, we've got Rich Man, which is going to be Roxana Rodriguez. And then we've got Anthony Garcia as a prince and then Omar as a sheriff. And then we've got our very own Erilyn Stafford as the Maid Marian.
What types of awards? I've heard that you guys, the actors and actresses, have gotten some awards. What kind of awards have they been winning?
So at every competition, each play, each school, gets at least one outstanding actor, actress. And we've had one competition in Ord, and Eva Green and Anthony Garcia, one outstanding actress and actor there. And then at the end of the school year, I usually do some fun awards like most improved, some goofy awards. Just depends on what kids do throughout the year.
How many students are involved?
Oh goodness, we try to bring at least 25 students with us. That's actors, and then we've got our stage crew, makeup people.
Do you have a bigger cast this year than previous years?
Yes. Last year was pretty slim pickings, so we've definitely grown since then.
Since this is your second year, did you make any changes from this year to last year?
I would definitely say yes. I think I've become a lot more, not necessarily controlling, but I have a bigger say. My first year, I didn't know exactly what I was doing, so I depended on the students who had more experience than I did.
What does your schedule look like for the rest of the season?
On Monday, we travel to Loup City for conference. And then on December 4th, Wood River is hosting districts. And then hopefully after that, we'll make it to state.
Ooh.
We are making it to state.
Dang right.
How do you choose your plays?
Oh boy. I go off of things that I find funny. I watch a lot of Mel Brooks movies, things like that, and then a lot of it depends on what students I have. So like this year with Robert and Patrick and Anthony and Omar, I knew it needed to be something goofy. And then next year, it's probably going to be female heavy, and we might pull off something serious then, but it really just depends on the students I have.
I heard that Mr. Leischer is part of the team this year too. What does he do?
What doesn't he do? Mr. Leischer has been such a huge help. We do, I don't want to give away too much, but there are going to be some singing, dancing numbers in the play. And Mr. Leischer has been a huge help choreographing those.
Miss Meyer, thank you for coming and taking the time out of your busy day. And we want to wish you good luck at districts.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Rocio, do you have a joke of the day?
How many actors does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know how many.
Only one. They don't like to share a spotlight.
Good one.
We had a question in the question box. Why can't your shows be longer?
Why can't the shows be longer? Well, when we first started, we tried to fit into our 5 minutes before school started, but since we have people asking us, maybe we should do a little checking to see if we can lengthen our broadcast. What do you guys think?
That'd be a really good idea.
I say we do longer.
Me too.
I think that we probably need to get some permission from someone, so we'll have to see what we can do to check it out. And maybe let us know how long you were thinking that our show should be. So if you wrote that question and would like to let us know how long you think the show should be, let us know. And now it comes to that time on our show where it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.